U.S. CME Box Beef Index rose for the second consecutive day, helping boost hopes for steady to higher cash-fed cattle prices this week. Even if all cattle were traded on a negotiated cash basis, the price level would not necessarily improve, explained Jason Lusk to a U.S. House subcommittee on Wednesday. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 29th of July. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Central Stockyards offered 7,773 head in its weekly fed cattle exchange auction. Of those, 1,085 head sold, 436 heifers, and 649 steers, all from the Southern Plains. Steers brought a weighted average price of $119.78 a hundredweight. The weighted average price for heifers was $119.14. Cattle futures limped to a narrowly mixed trade Wednesday amid sluggish interest. Live cattle futures closed marginally mixed from an average of 7 cents lower in four contracts to an average of 9 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures wavered with pressure from higher corn futures, which were led by sharply higher wheat futures. Kansas City wheat on the CME was 14 to 18 cents higher through May of 23. Chicago wheat was 10 to 14 cents higher through Sep of 22. Feeder cattle futures closed from an average of 37 cents lower through the front five contracts to an average of 19 cents higher. Wholesale beef prices rose for a second consecutive day, though, with choice box beef cutout value $3.43 higher Wednesday afternoon at $273.16 a hundredweight. Select was $2.18 higher at $256.12. The CME box beef index was $1.19 higher at $262.75. Once again today, there were results available at press time from just one trendable weekly Wednesday auction with volume. That was for OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, where steers sold $1 to $3 higher and heifers traded $3 to $5 higher. There are 5,827 head on offer. Be sure to check out the weekly market trends and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You can get it for free at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Wednesday after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announced interest rates would continue near zero while acknowledging the economic recovery has made progress. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 128 points lower. The S&P 500 closed a point lower, but the NASDAQ was up 102 points. Despite the challenges of the past couple of years, the beef cattle system responded remarkably well to a series of large unexpected disruptions. Producer prices have been on the rise, consumer demand is strong. These core facts should remain front of mind when considering changes that would significantly affect the cattle industry going forward. That's the conclusion of testimony Wednesday from Jason Lusk, noted agricultural economist at Purdue University, to the U.S. House Agriculture Subcommittee on Livestock and Foreign Agriculture. This was in a hearing titled State of the Beef Supply Chain, Shocks, Recovery, and Rebuilding. You likely recall that the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee recently held a similar hearing. Lusk explored central topics in his testimony, topics receiving much of the attention when it comes to cattle markets, among them packing capacity and price discovery. Here's some of what he had to say. On price discovery, Lusk said it was important to make the distinction between price levels and price volatility. Even if all cattle were traded on a negotiated cash basis, he explained the price level would not necessarily improve. However, we might be more confident that any given transaction would be reflective of the true underlying supply and demand conditions at the time and location. Whether, in fact, there are too few cash transactions to reflect market fundamentals is debatable. Further, Lusk said, The best economic case for mandating more negotiated transactions rests on the argument that price discovery is a public good. Are there less costly ways to improve price discovery? Even if a mandate was pursued, he explained it might be made more efficient if coupled with a cap and trade system where obligations to secure cattle in the cash market might be bought and sold in a secondary offset market, similar to what currently exists for fuel manufacturers to blend a given amount of biofuels. As for packing capacity, Lusk explained, my research with Purdue colleague Mei-Lin Ma indicates that even if we would have had a more distributed packing sector consisting of more small and medium-sized plants instead of a small number of larger plants, the price spread dynamics and beef supply disruptions would not likely have been appreciably different than what we witnessed. The problem at the time was not the size and localness of the plants, but total industry capacity. Also, with recent interest in more smaller plants, Lusk said, support for small and local processors might benefit local economic ecosystems and increase custom harvest operations for producers, but these operations, because they lack economies of scale, must focus on quality and service to be competitive, and are such a small part of the national industry that investments at this size are unlikely to significantly alter the aggregate industry capacity. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 29th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.